Everyone, it's Brett Stetka from Medscape here. Thanks for joining me. Welcome to another edition of the F1000 Practice Changing Minute, our regular series reporting on commentaries from the faculty of 1000 on highly rated studies with the potential to change practice. Our commentary today covers the study Distribution of Topical Agents to the Paranasal Sinuses, an Evidence-Based Review with Recommendations. The study comes from Dr. Thomas and colleagues and was published in the International Forum of Allergy and Rhinology. The F1000 commentator has given the study a ranking of changes clinical practice and concluded that in patients with chronic rhinosinusitis requiring sinus delivery of topical therapeutics after surgery, high volume delivery devices should be used. So the following commentary on the study was written by Drs. Lal and Kane, both from the Department of Otorhinolaryngology at the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. In their commentary, the authors wrote, the authors conducted a systemic review of the literature to study how topical therapies utilized in the management of rhinologic diseases get distributed into the nasal and paranasal cavities. Topical treatments are now being commonly employed for the management of rhinitis and chronic rhinosinusitis, or CRS, given the potential for increased local drug activity and avoidance of systemic side effects. Whereas allergic rhinitis and similar conditions require optimal delivery into the nasal cavity, effective topical therapy for CRS must have penetration into the paranasal sinuses in addition to the nasal cavity. So the authors evaluated topical therapy distribution data in the nose and paranasal sinuses with respect to the following variables: whether the patient had undergone endoscopic sinus surgery, the type of topical therapy delivery device, head position during topical therapy delivery, and the impact of nasal anatomy. The systemic review included 32 studies meeting the inclusion criteria, and they found that ESS increased the distribution of topical therapies to all sinuses, but has no impact on nasal cavity delivery. When delivery devices were analyzed, large volume irrigation showed improved penetration into the paranasal sinuses, as well as the nasal cavity. Low volume devices, including sprays, drops, and nebulizers, failed to reliably penetrate and distribute into the paranasal sinuses, regardless of the patient's surgical state. The head down and forward position was found to be optimal for topical therapy distribution when utilizing high volume devices, and lying head back or lateral head low positions optimized delivery to the nasal cavity with low volume devices. And finally, high volume irrigations were found to overcome anatomic variations in the nasal cavity to achieve reliable sinus delivery. Low volume device delivery could be aided with the use of pharmacologic decongestants or the lateral head low position, although long-term topical vasoconstrictor usage was recommended against. The findings of the study have important implications regarding the management of rhinologic disease with topical treatments. The authors have provided a concise summary of their findings along with recommendations for optimizing topical therapy delivery. And with that, this concludes today's commentary from Drs. Lal and Kane. For Medscape and for the F1000 Practice Changing Minute, I'm Brett Stetka, and thanks for joining us today.